We have been considering in these morning Bible studies what it means to be a true disciple.
Hey, Zing, let me get in calm now. Yeah, let me see what you talk. Don't need that. Don't talk. Can I do a whole show there? Yeah.
And this passage from verse 25 to 35 in Luke 14 is the most important passage on discipleship in the New Testament.
To whom can I hear? Hey, but Luke 14, Pali, Chang, Sam, Hi, Panga, Chang, Sam, Thum, Panga, Hi. Lali, so as we do, ni tak tak tu ra, Chang, Poi mo, tak ni ya.
And we saw how if you only believe in Jesus Christ and you don't become a disciple, you're like a man who laid a foundation and did not complete the building.
Lali suwa in ring tava zui tu tak tak ni lo suan mi pakhat in sa alung phum su phuma in sa zole si long kha ni do ra ni.
Or to use another illustration, you're like salt that has not got any taste.
Ani lo le suan ji da to ang in yang.
Then we cannot fulfill the purpose with which God has placed us on the earth. So if you are serious about being a Christian, you will really want to know what it is to be a disciple. Even though Jesus spoke to multitudes of people, he spent most of his time with his disciples.
Lali suan kan herangin mitam takzirti chin ma sela ahuntam bersu azirti tenen khan akmang ani.
And even when he finally prayed to the Father in John chapter 17, he said, I'm not praying for the world, I'm praying for these 11 disciples.
Dan jin tha zohana lama te kan huang khan lali suwa khan lalpa hek azir kazir ti.
But if you want a close relationship with Jesus Christ, then you must be a disciple. Now, I want, yesterday we were looking at verse 26, where Jesus said the first condition of discipleship is that we must love Him more than all our relatives and friends. If you love your job more than you love Jesus Christ, you cannot be a disciple. If you love your house or your car or your property more than Jesus Christ, you cannot be a disciple. If you love your parents or your wife or children or anyone more than Jesus Christ, you cannot be a disciple. If for example, you don't stand for the truth because you're afraid of displeasing some man, you cannot be a disciple. And that is a particular danger for those who preach God's word. When we preach God's word, we are often tempted to say things that will please men. We can say things to impress men. Then we are not servants of God, but servants of men. Many preachers are servants of men. They will never say anything that will hurt anybody.
Xin lung đặt nó song ảnh sợi ngâm là ba.
They are like surgeons who never use a knife.
In dây đi surgeon, chân tiệm mang lại lâu ảnh viên đi.
Is there any surgeon in any hospital who never uses a knife?
In dây đi surgeon, chân tiệm mang lại lâu hình, đừng hẹn ông ảnh lệ.
If he does not use a knife, he cannot remove the cancer. There are many cancers in the Christian church. And the great need is for surgeons who, with a heart of love, can use a knife to remove those cancers. So there must be many in the Christian church who seek only to please God. Many years ago, I read this verse and I have never forgotten it. Galatians 1:10. The Apostle Paul writes here.
Apostle Paul and Tiana.
He's asking a question.
Zona Hazoda.
He says, am I seeking the favor of men or the favor of God? You ask that question. If you seek the favor of men, you can never be a disciple. You say, Lord, I only want your favor. That's a very important decision. If you examine your life, you will find there are many things we do just to show men. There is a word in English called diplomatic. That means we are so careful not to offend anybody. And many Christians are so diplomatic that they never speak the truth. Jesus was not diplomatic. He spoke the truth. He was like a person with a sword that cut. He did not seek the favor of God, the favor of men. He sought the favor of God. Further, Paul asks here in the same verse, am I striving to please men? And further in the verse, if I am still trying to please men, I cannot be a servant of Christ. Okay, let us answer this question. What is the way by which I can be a servant of Christ? Can you be a servant of Christ? You say, I must give up my job. No, you don't have to give up your job. The Apostle Paul, he did not give up his job. He was still stitching tents and earning a living. Many people think servant of the Lord means one who has given up his earthly job. That's not true. And Paul is the greatest example of that. He wanted to preach the gospel freely. He did not want to charge people for hearing the gospel. But he had to live. So he worked with his hands and earned his living. So that the gospel can be given freely. And Paul said, I'm not like these other preachers who are preaching for money. And because he did not get money from people, he did not have to please them. Now, one of the main things I have seen in this country is this, that many preachers, because they want money from people, they don't speak the truth. Many preachers and pastors look for gifts from the rich people in their congregation, so they don't speak the truth.
And
so they say things that will please the rich people. According to this verse, such preachers and pastors are not servants of Christ. The most important qualification is that a man must seek to please God alone if he wants to be a servant of Christ. So that is the first condition of discipleship. That I love Jesus more than father, mother, wife, children. I love Jesus more than my job, my friends, anybody. So, if we don't follow this first principle, we cannot proceed to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Now today I wanted to look at Luke 14 in verse 27. In verse 27 we read of a second condition of being a disciple. When we were looking at verse 26 yesterday, notice the things that Jesus said we must hate. He said you must hate your own father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, and his own life. Now hate is a very strong word. There is a verse in 1 John 3 which says, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. Why did he say, I must hate? He was speaking about cutting off a relationship that hinders me from following the Lord. We have a connection to our relatives that hinders us from following the Lord. We have to cut it. In many human relationships we see that also. You know, when a little baby is born, there is a umbilical cord that connects that baby to the mother. And that is the cord through which that baby has been getting food and strength for 9 months.
Ha lai hue chang khan nau sen khan nu ko chu ga om chu dong. So, as a
so has that cord been doing a good job or not? Very good job. Why should we cut it now? Why not leave it? How will that baby live? If you don't cut it, that baby cannot live. So as soon as the baby is born, the doctor cuts the cord. In the same way, we have a connection to our loved ones and parents which we must cut if we want to follow the Lord. If you don't cut it, you can't follow the Lord. Just like if you don't cut the umbilical cord, that child can never grow up. When two people get married, the Bible says a man must leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. That means there must be a cutting of that connection to his father and mother so that he can be united to his wife. He doesn't have to dishonor his father and mother. We must honor our father and mother even when they are old. But now that you are married, your wife must be more important than your father and mother. Now we understand that in marriage. Why don't we understand that in following Jesus also? Can you honestly say that you have cut off all your other connections because Jesus is number one in your life today? That is why he used the word hate. In Matthew 10, Jesus said these words. Jesus said in verse 34, if we were to ask this question, did Jesus come to bring peace on this earth? Most of us may say, yes, he came to bring peace on the earth. But read what he said here. Verse 34. He says, don't think I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. Have you read those words? Jesus saying he did not come to bring peace, he came to bring a sword. He explained that in the next verse. He says this sword will separate a man from his father and separate the daughter from the mother and the daughter-in-law from the mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be in his own family. And he said, if you love your father or mother more than me, you are not worthy of me. If you love your son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of me. What do we learn from that? What is the meaning of that sword? We don't use a physical sword to fight with people.
ngun nam tak tak khan dai tak tak mang tu san ni pi na le la ba
no in that way we are peace loving people
setiang yang tu atuan ren la ngai na tu te kan ni ya
when Peter took out a sword in Gethsemane to cut off somebody's ear
etera po khan dai an phoe mi de ngat sa tha lok kha chuan
Jesus said put your sword back
that is one khan dai tha pa ya da ro
ha if you use the sword you will perish with the sword So the sword Jesus spoke of is not an external sword. We have no external sword. We don't fight with people. If they slap us on one cheek, we turn the other cheek. That is a true Christian.
But
inwardly, we have a sword. An invisible sword that cuts. What does it cut? It cuts my attachment to my parents. And to my wife and children. And to my brothers and sisters. And says, Jesus Christ is first in my life. It cuts my attachment to my job, my property, everything. Everything is cut. So I can follow Jesus. Many people don't cut this. That's why they don't follow Jesus. After so many years, they have not grown up spiritually. I heard a story once of a man who wanted to have a drink. But in the town in which he was living, he couldn't get a drink, so he went across the river in a boat to the other side to have a drink there. And then when he got into the boat to come back at night. He started rowing. And he was rowing and rowing and rowing and never reaching the other side. He was wondering, why am I not moving? And he rowed the whole night. And he was perspiring. And when the morning light came, he found that his boat was tied to a tree. That is the condition of many Christians. So much activity. They are rowing. They are going to meetings, they are reading the Bible. They give money to the Lord's work. So much activity. But they are not progressing, they are not growing spiritually. Why? They are tied to something on this earth. You're just like that man trying to row in a boat that is tied to a tree. We can never progress spiritually if we don't cut all those cords that tie us to the earth. Then when we do that, when we love Jesus supremely, then we'll be able to love our wives better. Do you know, once somebody asked Jesus, what is the great commandment? Do you remember what Jesus said? I'm sure you've all read that. What is the first commandment? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. Let's understand that. If I love God with all my heart,
But here in the Kinlung Zong, so the Mai Chuan.
How much place is left in my heart for my wife? Nothing. How much place is left in my heart for my children? Nothing. For my parents? Nothing. For my job? For my property? For my house? For anything? For my bank account? Nothing. Because with my whole heart, I love God. That is the first commandment. Many believers have not even kept the first commandment. Now, when I love God with all my heart, how will I treat my wife? Shall I tell you? I will treat my wife the way Jesus treats me. I will always forgive her. Always be good to her. Never shout at her. Never get angry. Because I don't have a place for her in my heart. I've got only place for Jesus in my heart.
So,
you will be a much better husband when you love Jesus with all your heart. At the same time, you will not disobey God in order to please your wife. When you love Jesus with all your heart, how will you do your job? I remember in the years when I was working on a ship in the Navy.
And
I gave my life to Jesus Christ.
And
I wanted to be a disciple, to love Jesus with all my heart, more than my earthly job. And God did not at that time tell me to leave my job, so I stayed there. Nobody must leave their job unless God calls them. 95% of people God calls to remain in their job and to love Him with all their heart.
So,
I realized if I am a Christian, and I love Jesus with all my heart, more than my job, then I must do my job better than all the other people in the ship. Otherwise, I'm not a disciple of Jesus. So, whatever job was given me in the ship, I did it with all my heart. That is discipleship. If you're a teacher, you will be the best teacher in the school. If you're a doctor, you'll be the most hard-working doctor in the hospital. If you are working in a government office, you will come on time. You won't take long 1 hour coffee breaks like other people. You will not go away from the office before the time. You will not take a paper for your private letter from the office. You will not take even a pen or a pencil or anything from that government office for yourself. You will love Jesus with all your heart, more than your job. And you will be the most faithful worker in that office then. You will not be going around witnessing to all the other people in the office during the office time. That is not discipleship, that is unfaithfulness. You will witness to them after the office is closed, at 5 after 5 o'clock
lang iswa tan tini tu office kha lu dar kang dat lai lam dar ngah nuai sai sabang
I remember once when I was living in Vellore
ko lai tri pakat ka seleng mai
there was a doctor there
doctor pakatoma
he thought he was a Christian he was a good Christian in many ways
Christian chatat ni kha le ingai tu pa so
but
tuni darin hai nen ka tiya
if you are a disciple you will not allow that patient to suffer while you go preaching the Bible
isavri tu dikhae ni swan patient ti sain khai dam lo khai huchi abai
gore do many people have got a faulty understanding of discipleship
mitam taka lal isavri tu na hi an che chelani
when you love Jesus with all your heart everything you seek to do like Jesus did we read in the Bible that Jesus was a carpenter now in the carpenter shop if Jesus was asked to make a table like this
so kingdom seam tu munakan
He would have worked so hard that he would have made the best table in the town of Nazareth. He would not have made a useless table saying, "Oh, I've got to spend time in praying. I don't have time to do all this." That's a wrong understanding. Many people think to follow Jesus means only to pray and read the Bible and witness. No, Jesus was not preaching for 30 years. He was making stools and benches and tables. Is that a spiritual thing to do? Of course it is a spiritual thing if the Father tells you to do it. You cannot become more spiritual than Jesus Christ. Jesus said, learn from me. What shall we learn first? Shall we learn how to preach? That came after Jesus was faithful in the carpenter shop. For many, many years. After Peter was faithful in fishing for many years, then God called him to preach. If we are not faithful in our earthly job, God will never call us to preach. If I was not faithful in the work I had to do on the ship, I'm sure God would never have called me to preach. So when we follow Jesus as a disciple, the first area of faithfulness is not prayer. It's not Bible reading. It's not preaching. It's not praying for the sick. It is in that particular place where God places us being faithful there. The Bible says Jesus as a little child was obeying Joseph and Mary. He did what Joseph and Mary told him to do. That is being spiritual. When you're a small child in your home, a spiritual child is one who obeys his parents. We teach our children, if you want to follow Jesus, obey your parents. That's what Jesus did. And maybe when he was 18 years old, he started working as a carpenter. And he was faithful in the carpenter shop. So we can say during those 30 years, Jesus was faithful in two places. In his home and in his place of work. Then after 30 years of faithfulness in his home and in his place of work, the father said, "Now you are fit to go out and preach."
La ri sa kum som thum ama in chuwa le asa thonarin om nuwa patiani hai le tu sai tu rin kal sok tor le.
How shall I preach today?
Voi na he nei ting e thu ko sai suang.
I shall be faithful in my home and in my place of work.
Ima ina le kana thona karin om masak anga ya.
In my home I have to live as a good husband.
Imaina chuan pasin takangan nu nangai
as a patient good husband.
Pasalinom takle sel takangin,
otherwise I cannot preach.
Ani lo chuan thu
sai. In my home I must be a good father.
Kaina athan parinom takaniang
a strict father.
Pa po a strict tak mai
a loving father.
Pa te mangai thei tak
to my children.
Ka pa te tan
then I can preach.
Chuan thu ka sai thiang.
If I have servants working in my home,
a kaina than om pui de kan chia lo,
I must be a very kind master to my servants.
An om pui de le kan chia lo ta tan than a mi sai dam tak kare tu ran,
not threatening them and frightening them.
How kur kura ti hau lam pang le lin,
that is the qualification to preach.
Tu tu thu hil tu ra a kan ti ma tak tu ran.
God did not send Jesus to a Bible school for 30 years.
Patien tarlali siwa ka Bible school la kum sam thung asin ro tilo.
His Bible school was his home.
A Bible dinna mun tu mai ni tha.
His Bible school was his carpenter shop.
A Bible dinna in su tha thing den.
There he was faithful.
Su ta san ari no me me ma.
Then God said, "Now you are fit to preach."
Pa su mi nu a tuan patien han khai le.
When I was converted at the age of 19.
Kum sam pa kwa mi ya kan pian tha li.
That is what the Lord taught me. The Lord said, "You don't have to go to Bible school."
So,
I've never been to a Bible school, even for one day now.
Bible school is only half of a kind of a.
My Bible school was the ship in which I was working.
The Bible school was a halong. If I get to na halong,
the Lord said, "Be faithful there." In your spare time, read and study the Bible.
You know la. Bible is here la.
So that's what I did. And I prayed, "Holy Spirit of God, teach me."
Kan trong pai kan patien thalau thiang ni min pida tur min de pira.
And help me to be faithful in my work.
Ima nari nam tu min puya.
And when I got married, the Lord said, "Be a faithful good husband."
Nu pui kan lei po khan a pasal pin ta ni tu.
Be a good father. Bring up your children in the fear of God.
Patien lau nai fa ten kol so tu din min pia.
Then you can stand up and preach my word.
Ituan chumin hua tuan ima thi thai thai to.
So when we love Jesus with all our heart,
la ni thai kan chi lung song so kan hoi hua,
it will make us faithful in every area of life.
Kan thi ti na kong tin ri nga hian,
very important to understand that. Let's turn to Luke 14:27.
Luke bu song pali cha sam phi pasal.
Here Jesus spoke about taking up the cross. Now, many Christians have heard that expression, "You must take up your cross every day." It is connected to what we read in verse 26. Did you notice that one thing I did not mention so far in verse 26? Sometimes we don't read carefully.
Team khu tagen Bible le kan share la.
What all did Jesus say we must hate?
Isuan enter kan huat tu so so se kan la kien.
Read carefully.
Team khu tagen al share
father, tagen mother,
nu le pa,
wife, children,
nu pui le sanao te,
brothers, sisters,
u nao te.
One more.
Chin pa ka ta lom.
That is very important.
Tu poi mai me ma le.
What is that?
Ha ka ye le.
Your own life.
Ke mani nun ngai po kuat tu.
What does it mean to hate my own life?
Ke mani nun ngai kuat tie ne ong sia le.
That is to take up the cross. I'll explain it now.
Tu tu la ni su Krista cross ku dan kong kha dia tu hai ka sai.
What is my life?
Kan nun hie ngai le re.
I have received the life from my father.
Ka pa tang ken na kan nu ong changin ka dong a.
They received it from their parents.
Annulian pa ta ni po hanan dong
so ultimately we all received it from Adam.
At
The life I was born with was a life I got from Adam. And that life taught me when I was small to fight with the other children. That life taught me to hit other people when I was a small boy.
And
you were also like that when you were a small boy or girl. That life taught me to grab the best for myself. If there are a number of toys, that life taught me, take the best toy for yourself. When we are small children, we are all like that. If a plate of cakes is passed around, that life has taught me to take the biggest piece for myself. That life taught me not to care for other people, but to care for myself. That life taught me to speak evil about other people behind their back. That life taught me to accuse others. To quarrel with others. And if somebody got something more than me, Adam's life taught me to be jealous of him. And if I did something good, Adam's life taught me to be proud of it.
The
life of Adam taught me that I am better than other people. Now tell me, is that a good life? How many of you think what I have described now is a very good life? It's a useless life. So the devil says, we must change this life. We must improve it. God says it cannot be improved. Let me use an example. Supposing you have a pig in your house. Very dirty pig. Every day it's going in the muck and dirt. And you say, I must improve this pig. And you scrub it and you put powder and perfume and all on it one day.
And
by the evening it is again dirty. So you say, no, I'm going to beat it, I'm going to teach it to be a good pig. After 10, 15 years, it's just the same. The whole lifetime of that pig, it is dirty. Because you can't change its nature. Do you know that the nature you and I got from Adam cannot be changed? It is selfish. It always thinks of itself. So what shall we do with this life? You know what God did? He put it to death on Calvary along with Jesus Christ. Read Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 and verse 6. Your old man was crucified with Christ. Romans 6 and verse 6. Your old man was crucified with Christ. What is this old man? That is this life I got from Adam.
ให้ฮิสุอาดามาตั้งหนุนนะกับมุขาเนี่ย
How many of you know that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross?
เองราที่เรียนแล้วที่ฮิสุว่าทุกข้อสาขันเช่นเบนิปิเสียงนี
่ Yeah, we all know that.
กันไว้กันเท่าไหร
่ That's the first thing we need to know.
ถ้ากันเสียดูพัสเบร
น That on Calvary's cross, Jesus Christ was crucified.
กันไว้ข้อสาขันฮิสุว่าทุกเช่นเบนิปิอะ
For our sins.He took the punishment for our sins. But that is only one side of the coin. You turn the other side. You know what the other part of the truth is? You were also crucified with Jesus Christ. Your old man.Was crucified with Christ. You say, but I was not alive 2,000 years ago. How can I be crucified with Christ? I was born in this century a few years ago. Jesus died 2,000 years ago. I'll tell you how God did that.God knows the future.
And
even though you were born maybe only 40, 50 years ago, you were in the mind of God thousands of years ago. God knew your name thousands of years ago.And because he knew you, he knew that you would be one day born in Mizoram. And you would grow up here. And you would give your life to Christ. God knew that thousands of years ago. Therefore, he could put you with Christ when Christ died on the cross. If you can't understand it, it doesn't matter. Just believe it. There are many things in the Bible we can't explain, but we believe. Paul believed it. He says in Galatians chapter 2, and verse 20. He says, I have been crucified with Christ. That's the truth that we need to understand. I have been crucified with Christ. Christ was crucified. I also was crucified. So what shall we do now? We read in Romans chapter 6. We saw that just now. Our old man has been crucified with Christ. So what shall we do? Verse 11. Romans 6:11.This is what it means to take up the cross. Consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God. What does it mean to take up the cross every day? Every day, consider myself to be dead to sin, alive unto God.Because I not only died with Jesus, I rose up with him also. When Jesus died, I died. When Jesus rose up from the grave, I rose up from the grave. So what does this mean in practical terms?What does it mean in practical terms? Supposing somebody gets angry with me
and
shouts at me and calls me a devil or spits on my face, what shall I do? I shall consider myself dead.
ทีมาคัดที่ต่อไปประตูนั่นเอง
Supposing there's a dead man here.
ป่าเฮียนเดียนมีที่เราจะตายละ
And I shout at him.
กล่าวการคุ้มสักอ่ะ
I call him a devil.
มีชั่ว
I get angry with him.
ท่านคิดไม่ได้ไหม
What will he do?
ถามมีที่ขนาดนี้ตอนเสียง
Will he get up?
อาจจะพูดอะไร
And say, what did you say?
ยังไงเอ็กซ์เพรสเดย์ครับเดย์มีเทียร์เทียร์เงิน
อ
าทิตย์นี้อะไรบ้าง
If he's dead
อาทิตย์ต่อสวรรค์
You can say what you like
ยืดตัวกี่อย่างคุ้มใจ
You can get angry You can shout You can call him the devil You can do what he likes He's dead
ดูเลยอ่านคุ้มกันดูเลยที่นี่ใช่ดูดูทางมีเทียร์ท่านที่เที่ยว
That is the way to get victory over sin
ซึ่งจะสวรรค์ในนักของสวรรค
์ Die to yourself
มานี่ค่ะที่อะไรนี
่ You read in Galatians chapter 5Galatians 5 and verse 24.
Galatians 5 and verse 24.
Those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
In Christ, I is one with the one who says, "As well as the one that has sung, that has been unchained, that
I am dead."
At this one,
and when somebody tempts me, I put that flesh to death.
ดูนะมาทิลนิ่งก่อนทิลชาเรามีนั่นเพียงนี่ตอนก็ขี่ตอนนั้นก็จะช่วยเลยล่ะ
If there is a dirty cinema poster on the road with some improperly dressed woman's picture on it
เอ็นจีนาซีนว่าช่วยตูนมีมีเล่นหูน้องเราจังทะเลตาบวยตาสลักฟงซีล่ะ
And you carry a dead man through that street
มีที่ท่านก็หันสอนตาล่ะ
Will that dead man suddenly get up to look at that picture? No. That is the answer to every temptation. Why do people fight for money? Have you ever heard of a dead man fighting for money, for his share? Only living people fight.
มีนุ่งเศร้าที่นี่สวัสดิ
์ Dead people don't fight
มีเชี่ยนี่สวัสดิ์ไงเนาะ
The word of God says consider yourself dead
ปัจเจียนผู้อินอินที่ตัวนี้ยศนี
้ When you are insulted by others
มีดังนั้นคนที่เชื่อผู้อิน
dead
นังมานี่ครับ
When you are tempted by other things I say Lord I'm dead
มีนะอันนั้นแทนจะเป็นละลาที่ตัว
Galatians 6:14
Galatians บุงรุก
The last part of that verse, he says, I am crucified to this world, and this world is crucified to me. You see, you cannot make a dead man commit sin. Whatever you do, we say, I'm dead. And I believe that I was placed with Jesus on the cross.
So,
I accept that position. You have to accept it. Just like many years ago, you accepted forgiveness of sin. Now you accept this also, that you are dead. Many years ago, when you accepted forgiveness of sins, your sins were forgiven.Now, when you accept that you are dead, you will die. But it will not happen till you accept it. Now you know when somebody praises us. Oh, you are a wonderful person. Oh, you preached so well.Oh, that was a lovely meal that you cooked. Oh, you are such a good-looking person. Then we feel a little proud. That is sin. But supposing you say that to a dead man.
Oh,
you are such a good-looking person. He doesn't feel a little proud.Or if you tell him, you did such a good work. He doesn't feel a little proud. He's dead. Paul said, I'm dead to this world.
all at once ko ber tan khin bin ko mani si
whether they criticize me
min sai te le mo
or they praise me
min sa ke mo
it makes no difference
dang la nam chuang to lo
they can spit on me
jil din cha ko ni sala
or give me a gold medal
e mo ko mo le sang ber ko min te sala
ai nang ve I am dead
katito
I am alive to God
patiana sa kanu to
I live before him
amaren kanua
I want to hear what he says
ama sai sa kaga hedua
many times I've thought when I preach
wai dam ta sa thung ka sai lai yan
ti sai to ti na Jesus Christ were sitting in that front chair
isu ai highlight lar sa sa den lo thuta sela
will I preach to impress you or impress Jesus Christ
nang mani ti lom tu nge thu ka sai nga isu a ti lom tu min thu ka sa yan
that is the secret of the Christian life
to the Christian and guru journey
that I'm dead to this world
hovel tan khin ben to
I'm alive to God
patiana tuan ting nun chane
everything I say Jesus is in front of me
kathil soi reng reng I soi ka ma omni ti sa tu ran ya
everything I do in his presence
en khil ka ti zong ko ya ma tan
I want to please him
ama sang ti lom pa dua
and I'm dead to all the other people's opinions
midang ai dan song ko ka ti san to
I have to live like this every day
ya ni tin ka
take up the cross every day
need in a cross puin
follow Jesus
Jesus a great
lord I want to follow you
lalpa ka dai tu se
I die to myself every day
need in ka chi
if people treat me well or people treat me badly I'm dead
min chata gen minen kolamo min den kol lagamo kachito
if the food is tasty or the food is not tasty I'm dead I will not complain
so yes tuye mo tuye lagamo kachito mio bangin kasai chei do lo
and if I really live like this every day I will never have a complaint against anybody any day of my life
et yang zela ni tinakadun chei chon tu mai ka tan sai ten tu ranom to lo
what a happy home my home will be where I never complain against my wife 365 days of the year
niga thumle samrut panga chu karira eng ma sai sel ka nei lo chuan kan in chu kan nuam dom em
what a glorious life our Christian life can be
kan Christian lo nia varo pui don em
where I'm not seeking to please men but only to please God
mi te ti long tum lo patien
where nobody can fight with me because I refuse to fight back
Nite pa na min hiel po tum sala ka hiel be to lo bang hiel tur kom to lo
because I reckon myself dead with Christ
ki ma ka chi sa ru la ti a kai nei sap ko bang in
let us ask God for grace to practice this every day
patian na khoi na di de la he hi ni ti na kan nu kan
it's easy to understand it in the head
si a ti mai tu wala la ni che ye
now we must say Lord help me to practice it today
ma sai lal pan ni tin an tak ta ka nung thuri ni
every day
ni tin
my life was changed when I discovered that I could die with Jesus
isuar walin ka tien ni kan sia chua ni ka dan ke ma lun poi ti dang la min aw
many years ago God showed me that
pa tien kum tam tak ka dau ha din
ho it changed my whole life
kanun zong song ti dang lam
to it will change your life also
nang ma ni nun po ka ti dang lam thaya
let's take up the cross every day
need in a cross queen is young
let's pray
patian he song sa yang
heavenly father
kan pa pa na ni
make these truths real and living to us every day
need in he thu tak ki ke man hian ron ti nung le la
help us to obey your word
ki thu hi zom tu rin min pui la I swa min kan di le